For some perspective now on Russia's reaction to events in Ukraine, VOA's Carol Castiel speaks with two scholars on the region. Matthew Rojansky is the director of the Kennan Institute at the Woodrow Wilson Center, and Andrew Cutchins is director of the Russia and Eurasia Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Rojansky was asked for his read on why President Putin sent troops into Crimea.
I think there are several layers of interest here from the Russian side. First and foremost, obviously, is Ukraine. You can't separate the events in Crimea in the last week from the larger story, which is that Ukraine's now had a revolution. It turned out to be a violent revolution. It turned out to be quite a significant change. You had, obviously, President Yanukovych fleeing the country and being replaced by what had before then been the opposition, as opposed to the kind of middle ground constitutional transfer of power that was envisioned in the EU brokered negotiations. Under those circumstances, I think there's a real concern from Moscow that they will have lost their ability to leverage into Ukrainian politics. And so this is a strong signal to the Ukrainians going forward. Hey, look, we need to be taken seriously. We want to continue to be able to effectively veto Ukraine's path in joining the European Association Agreement, potentially in the future joining the EU, certainly joining NATO, which has been a big Russian concern for a long time. There's also a major Russian domestic political factor here, which is that it is absolutely true Russians and Ukrainians are historically close to each other. The two societies read each other's media. They're both very large Eastern Slavic countries. And of course, Putin asserts a kind of leadership over East Slavs more than just Russians. The Ukrainian church is very important to his image in that respect. And his concern, I think, is so here you've had a major popular uprising, which has deposed a leader who seemed in many respects to be following Putin's model, a power vertical, agglomerating assets around himself, using authoritarian means, ultimately using violence against the protesters. Well, if they can succeed in Ukraine, then the question that many in Russia have raised is why not in Russia as well? And I think that's a bridge too far for Putin. He cannot accept that.
Turning to you, Andrew Cutchins, to get your take on what is motivating Vladimir Putin. No question, Ukraine is critical to its identity. It's a country that bridges both the East and the West. I'd like to get your take on the fact that he has gone this far and what else is at stake.
Well, let me put it in a little more colloquial terms, perhaps. Putin is really mad.
Okay. That's an understatement.
He was really mad that the February 21 agreement fell apart.
This was the agreement that the EU and
EU
the Russians and
the Americans
brokered.
The Russians observed, and the Russians did not sign on to it, but in retrospect, they've seen that as kind of the status quo they want to get back to, but that's absolutely impossible. Anybody who looked at the February agreement should have understood, though, there was virtually no chance that Ukrainian people would accept it, that Yanukovych could not stay in power for another 10 months until December. You know, I think that Matt nicely laid out some of the motivations behind Mr. Putin, but I think his great miscalculation is that if he does indeed view himself as the leader of the so-called East Slavs, I really don't think that most of the East Slavs outside of the Russian Federation look to Vladimir Putin as their leader. And if there's any silver lining that has emerged out of what's taken place in the last week, is that the Ukrainians living in the East and the Ukrainians living in the South, where there is a higher percentage relatively than in the west of Ukraine, but still a minority ethnic Russian population in Ukraine, they are much more united today than they were a week ago. And in that respect, Putin may very well find himself that, yes, he will have Crimea, whether it's in a kind of a de facto independence like Abkhazia or actually joining the Russian Federation, but he will have aided and abetted, I think, a much deeper antagonism more broadly in Ukraine against Russia. I think it's unfortunate in general because Ukraine is a country with some identity challenges because of the East-West split. It's a little bit too simplistic, but I think that Putin, if his goal was to try to send a signal to Kyiv and the Ukrainian government, I think it was deeply counterproductive for his interests in the long term, but time will tell.
Andrew Cutchins, director of the Russia and Eurasia Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He and Matthew Rojansky, director of the Kennan Institute at the Wilson Center, spoke with Carol Castiel. She's host of the VOA program Encounter. For more on their conversation, go to our website, voanews.com, and look for Encounter under Podcast.